Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Talking about your health and talking about your life. Your health is your greatest wealth. On this show today, we want to talk about where you need to go with your health. From weight loss, a lot of people are talking about that, and we're going to get into some of these topics in this hour. And we're excited to be on some brand new affiliates down across Central Florida, Tampa, Florida, especially News Talk 1470, WMGG, all the great guys and gals there at the team. Great station, great affiliate. We're going to be able to make a huge impact in the Central Florida area. Also, AM 820 News and AM 1060 over on the other side of Florida near Melbourne and Daytona. Excited to be with you guys as well. And also on AM 1190 News coming up right there in Orlando. So excited to be a part of the team and bring this great message of health, wellness, and hope to every single person as you listen.
And I kick it off with Christy. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Could you please give us your opinion on bioidentical hormones for women, especially after age 40? And also, what natural things can increase testosterone for men? I was listening yesterday and just caught the last of what you said about the dopamine, I believe.
Okay. So you want me to – okay, so first let's back up for just a second. So bioidentical hormones for women over the age of 40, are they good? Are they not good? Are they helpful? Are they not, right? Should you or should you not? Is that kind of the question?
That's the question, you know, the to be or not thing, to be.
To be or not to be, I know. And that's what so many people say. Well, here's the reality is, with, and especially with women, I mean, it just is, because with the bioidentical hormones, you have to be really careful. And here's why. I'm not against them. Just so you know, on the front end of this conversation, I'm not against them, because like with any kind of medicine, even though they can be bioidentical or natural or compounded or however you want to put it, regardless, there's a need for them at times. But there's a lot that you have to look at with the body, especially with a female. Guys, too. But, I mean, with females, you have to be very careful how you play around with the hormones. And it's really the better option to push the body to make its own. That's what you always want to do.
Sure.
You want to push the body. You want to do everything you can to push the body to increase estrogen, to keep it balanced, and balance progesterone and balance testosterone at the levels that they need to be. So getting blood work done on a routine basis is important. So if you're wanting to fine-tune the body, you want to stay on top of your blood work. And doing it every 6 months is a real good way to go. It really is, for the hormones all the way around. And just having it someone monitor that. There's a lot of things you can do nutritionally, too. And, I mean, when we're talking hormones, bioidentical, are you talking about testosterone included for women? Because I know you mentioned that for men, but are you talking about for women as well, like for sex drive and all that sort of thing? Or are we just talking more?
No, actually, I was for women, I was thinking more along the lines of when you begin to notice the changes changes in the skin. I'm an esthetician. So
okay.
Particularly the effects on the skin are of interest to me. And I was kind of curious about homeopathic types of remedies to naturally help stimulate the production of our hormones.
They do work.
Yeah.
And Yeah, they do. And it's one of those things where everyone's different. And you always hear about what we call biochemical individuality, meaning everybody has their own biochemistry and everyone reacts differently to different ways to certain supplements, herbs, medicines, foods. I mean, everybody kind of has their own thing. But I mean, yeah, homeopathics work because the homeopathic principle is like cures like. And so it's kind of the vaccination principle, kind of. It's you give the body something and the body will help produce more of its own, or it'll help fight against something, or it works along those lines. So, for example, sometimes for a guy, they may have some type of orchic tissue. If the guy if it has low testosterone levels, well, orchic tissue is testicle tissue. And they may use it from a bull. They may take it from pig. They'll get it from some bovine, which, you know, it's for cows, whatever. So they kind of look at it that way, and they'll extract it very, very slight amount, like 0.000001% of something. And they'll introduce it, and sometimes it can cause a reaction in the body. So that's one thing. I'm a bigger fan of using foods, lifestyle choices, to push the body to make its own. For example, women, if they have a complete hysterectomy, okay, they're still going to make estrogen in the fat cells. So how do you get the body to do that, and how do you get the body to do it more effectively? Well, there's a couple of things you can do. Keeping the healthy fats at a good level, about 30 to 33% is a great way to do that. So if a woman will, you know, because most women are freaked out by fat because of the 80s and 90s where the whole low-fat diet meant you're going to get lean and skinny and look great, which is not true. That's what threw our country into diabetes because everybody started eating all these carbohydrates and no fats. And so now we realize that hormones play such a big role based on the fats we eat in our diet. So if a woman will keep her dietary fat intake to about 33%, the good fats, almonds, walnuts, you know, cashews, omega-3 fats, cod liver oil, fish oils, and even the fats that are in coconut oil, those kind of fats are going to keep hormone profiles in the body at their highest peak. A woman has low estrogen and she takes bioidentical estrogen. Let me ask you a question. Will she have to take that hormone for a year or for the rest of her life to maintain that? How would you answer?
I'd say she would have to continue to take that, and it probably have to increase over her lifetime.
Yeah. Right. And so does that sound like you're working on restoring the body, or you're kind of giving the body a crutch?
Yeah, exactly. You're just kind of covering the immediate, taking care of it with a Band-Aid approach. Yeah, you say that because that's kind of approach that, and try to explain that to my clients with their skin and things that will actually condition of your skin and your health overall, which is a much better route. Get it maximized, you know, before you actually do something aggressive. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not coming down on them. I mean, I know you're sitting there working on them and you're having discussions, and it's just really something you want to encourage them to take responsibility for their health. And then as a last resort, when they've exhausted everything, hormone replacement can be good. Does that make sense? I hope it does. The entire deal, and tell me, get a copy of my book, because I do talk about those sorts of things in there and even the audio series. So it can do a lot of the talking for you. The other thing about men and testosterone, I tell you what, we're going to go into a commercial break because this is a big topic, and I don't want to wrap this up in 15 seconds. So men and testosterone, how it affects them, dopamine levels, how dopamine, which is a powerful brain chemical, connects with testosterone, and how we might be missing the root cause of why our testosterone levels as men are getting low and throwing us into andropause. More on that when I come back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Going to the break, we were talking with Christy, and we were talking about a couple of different things. We were talking about women and their hormones. Should they do bioidentical? Should they not? And, of course, we were getting into the conversation about testosterone and men. And men do go through a phase of life after the age of 40, similar to women. Women go through menopause, and guys go through a thing called andropause. It's a time of life where our testosterone levels and growth hormone levels begin to decline, and we get some similar symptoms. I mean, we don't get the hot flashes, obviously, but we get more fatigue, moodiness. We have a decrease in our tone and our skin. And, of course, you can have loss of muscle tissue and loss of vitality. Libido goes down, all those kind of things. So men have a phase of life they go through as well. And there's a lot that can be done to manage that. Now, there's the hormone therapy. Right now, what's hot in medicine with men is replacing testosterone, whether it's an injection, a pellet, or a cream that they rub on their skin. They're doing anything they can. They go in to get a blood test, and their testosterone levels are low. Well, testosterone levels are low, so we instantly give androgel, or they take an injection, or their doctor gives them something along those lines and monitor the blood work. Well, here's what happens. It's called negative feedback in the body. The body has its own mechanism. This serves the same way for women. The body has its own mechanism for producing hormone, wherever that might be, for whatever aspect, whether male or female. But let's just talk about testosterone. So, for example, the body produces testosterone. And with this male hormone, it begins to decline. Now, it can decline for several reasons. Number one, stress levels. As they increase, it's shown, and we know by research, that testosterone is going to drop. So your testosterone drops under a lot of stress. You're working 80 hours a week. You've just gotten married. Now you have a kid, and you have, you know, mortgage pay, and you've got the typical stressors that a man has with being a provider. Maybe it's a single provider home. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. Anyway, testosterone levels drop because of all the stress. But it's also because of a lot of other factors. We've learned now that dopamine is one of the main brain chemicals that we have, neurotransmitter, if you will. And dopamine is tied directly to testosterone production. So dopamine levels go down, testosterone indirectly is going to go down. And people get on antidepressants. Certain antidepressants can affect dopamine levels. Wellbutrin is one of them. And when you get on Wellbutrin, it drives dopamine up. Well, another correlation is that when men get on Wellbutrin, there's a propensity for their testosterone levels to come up a little bit. Why? Because you're driving up dopamine. So life throws us different curveballs, and it's up to us to what we do with it. Because if you take testosterone, when maybe it was dopamine and stress and life that was causing testosterone level to go down, nothing wrong really with the mechanism of producing the testosterone. It's just external factors because we're made up of so many components, three components to every person: mental, that's the brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. Then you've got the chemical side of the body. That's the second side. That's how your body chemistry works, your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, hormones, glands, everything, how it works biochemically in the body. And then thirdly is the structural aspect of the body, the bones, muscles, and nerves, and acupuncture meridian points, and how all of that causes the body to work. So everything affects everything in the body. We can't just say one area is the root cause. They're all really they're all completely connected. So when it comes to testosterone, it's not really the best way, in my thought and opinion, to, unless you have to, some men have to, and unless you've exhausted every other way to kind of kick the body in the seat of its pants and get it to work better on its own. And this is a hot topic. It really is right now. And I'm seeing a lot of guys get on testosterone that should not be, and you're going to become dependent on it. So, for example, your testosterone should be 550. And let's say due to life happening that now it's down to 200. Going to the doctor. Doctor says it's low. They spend their 15 minutes with you. They read the blood work. They put you on androgel, which I'm not knocking the drug itself. It works. It does what it's supposed to do. But you take the androgel, and now you get your levels back up to 500. Well, what's going to happen when you come off the androgel? And as time goes on, that number is going to slowly decrease. Why? Because the receptors are going to get full, and they're going to get worn out, and they're not going to be able to contain for what the drug was doing, the hormone was doing itself. It's called negative feedback. And the negative feedback also, the portion of that, is if you come off the androgel, let's say you were at 200, when you come off of that, meaning you stop, it's not going to go back down to 200. Because remember, the body was producing testosterone, and then you gave it more testosterone, so what's going to happen? It makes the body lazy. The body's going to say, you know what? I thought I was working hard to give you testosterone, but now you come in, you've brought in testosterone in here, and now if you're going to bring some other testosterone in here, I don't need to work as hard. I'm going to take a lunch break. I'm going to go chill out for a little bit, and I'm not going to really do anything. So now all of a sudden, the androgel goes away, and these boys over here have cut their workload in half. Now it's going to go down to 100, and you're going to have to work twice as hard to get it back up to normal. It's called negative feedback. And that works for pretty much any hormone system within the body. So it's something you really want to look at, and you want to maximize everything you can do. There's a lot you can do to raise dopamine levels, by the way, in the brain that can affect testosterone levels. One is by increasing certain foods, and the certain foods that you want to increase for dopamine are meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. With the proteins like that, that's why, Christy, it's so important for men to have a good, solid amount of protein in their diet. So meat is for organic, grass-fed, of course. Fish, whole eggs, not the egg whites, organic as much as possible. Cheese, the harder the cheese, the better. And also chocolate. Dark chocolate, 80% cocoa or greater, stimulates high amounts of dopamine. Stay off the caffeine because it depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine, which will cut down on the production of dopamine in the body. And there's certain supplements that can help, but don't rely on the supplements. Remember, food is first. You can do blueberry extract, tyrosine, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, N-acetylcysteine. All of those in research have shown to help with dopamine levels. Eating 30% of your diet in fat is also good. And new research on exercise, 30 to 40 minutes a day, 3 days a week of intense weightlifting will raise testosterone levels up to 200 to 300%. Hope that helps.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Also, check us out, Facebook and Twitter. Links are at our website. Make sure to check it out. Also, our weekly email newsletter. If you're not a part of that, you need to be. Great information to empower your health and your life. Too few... doctors are telling their patients they're overweight. Many people who are overweight and obese either don't realize it, really, or they're in denial. And too few doctors are setting them straight, according to a new study in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Maybe it's because the doctors are fat and they don't want to tell their patients they're fat. That's just my opinion. Researchers analyzed data on roughly 5,000 people who took part in a government health survey between 2005 and 2008. One-third of these obese participants and 55% of overweight participants had never been told by a doctor they were overweight, this study found. If a doctor did comment on a patient's weight, it seemed to make an impression. Duh. I mean, really? So nearly 20% of these people, obese people, whose doctors hadn't brought up their weight described themselves as not overweight, compared to just 3% of those whose doctors had addressed their weight. So obese and overweight patients who discussed the issue with doctors were also more than twice as likely to have tried to lose weight in the previous year. So, I mean, as we're seeing here, we already know this. But as we're seeing here, your physician's opinion of your health, in whatever category it might be, it matters. And so I just really encourage doctors. I know that that many are not trained in the area of nutrition and health and weight management. And realize this too. I mean, based on this study, and just to be a doctor's advocate here, a physician's advocate, also there's certain categories kind of in the past that physicians have relied on. The registered dietitians, for example, in a lot of hospital settings, they're kind of the ones that manage all the eating plans and dietary plans. So remember, in medicine, everything's broken down into subspecialties. And because doctors' time is so valuable, it's one of those deals where, okay, let's say you have 10 minutes to see a patient, and you've got to manage five different medications, blood pressure, diabetes, and they're taking, my gosh, migraine headaches, and you know they're dealing with GERD. So you've got to go in a follow-up visit and handle all these different medications, making sure they're doing okay. And, oh, by the way, my big toe hurts today. And, oh, by the way, let's get some lab work. And, oh, by the way, let's do your analysis. So you've got all this stuff you're trying to cram in 10 minutes because it's all insurance is going to pay for anyway. And, oh, by the way, they're probably overweight. But if I even mention that, they're going to want a 15-minute conversation about what to eat. And really, I don't know what to tell them to eat anyway because maybe I don't eat that well, or I don't know a whole lot about it because I wasn't trained that way in school, or I just don't have time for it. That's really what's going on through their minds. And no fault of theirs. It just kind of is what it is. So let me get you to the registered dietitian, and they'll help you. It's kind of like if you go into a doctor and you ask, and they're crunched for time, and you've got a question about, I mean, I don't know, orthopedics, and they're a family doctor. They're probably going to send you to an orthopedic. I mean, they may try to answer it real quick, general question, but that's why the subspecialties are there. Everybody is supposed to be an expert in their specified area. And so a lot of times for the eating and kind of dietary, lose the weight kind of deal, outside of bariatric medicine, which is becoming a subspecialty within its own right, now, or traditionally, they've always sent them over to the registered dietitians. I just think, and nothing against RDs at all, I think it's a great specialty, and I think they need to, I mean, it's actually really great. I just think that even based on this little study right here, that when you've got 20% of obese and overweight people who acted on the fact that their doctor said, hey, you're a little overweight, it's going to affect your health, it could affect your blood pressure, it could affect diabetes, it could affect depression, whatever, they were more likely to take action and do something radically different with their health, and versus 3%. So I just think MDs that are, or DOs, physicians, primary care, need to step up if they can. I mean, if anything, make a follow-up visit. Tell your patient that you want to see them in a week. Like, let's say you see them for their medications and whatnot. Let's say you got a hunch that they're overweight and you think there might be an issue there. Set a follow-up visit in a week or two. And so we're going to discuss some more things regarding your health in a couple of weeks and take that next 15 minutes or 10 minutes and do nothing but dietary recommendations and lifestyle counseling and get into that. I mean, it's part of the model anyway. And the people need it. They really do. And coming from a physician, it matters. It just does. It's the final authority. And it's rightfully so. I mean, the primary care physician or any other higher-end subspecialty, I mean, it takes a lot to get there. And the education is incredible. And so it deserves that kind of authority. And, you know, with all humility in the world, I think the physician should make the time to do the lifestyle counseling or send them to certain physicians that would be able to do that or that's what they kind of specialize in as well. But I think it's important because I think the people more than ever, when you look at shows like this and you look at shows on television like Dr. Oz or even what Travis is doing over with the doctors, I mean, we're all kind of doing the same thing. And the message is we all do it in a little bit different way, but the message is clear. It's preventative. It's lifestyle based. It's what can I do to stay healthy? It's how can I lose the weight? How can I live a healthier life? What can I do to have more energy, more vitality, be better for my family at the end of the day? And if more doctors would kind of join together in working on the front end of this lifestyle movement and preventative care movement, it would make a big difference. And we wouldn't have statistics like this. I just think that it's vital and it's important. And I think the people need it and they want it. And we have to do that because at the end of the day, doctors are considered healers. They're considered teachers, too. I mean, the word doctor doesn't mean healer. It means teacher. And I really believe, and there's some physicians that I've been around that are amazing teachers. I mean, I love it when I've been around some great specialties, especially just at times I've seen them
certain physicians go through, drawing diagrams for patients in a room, taking the time to draw these silly little diagrams that look so elementary, but to watch the light bulb come on in a patient's face is incredible. Rather than just rattling off a couple of terms that they saw in a latest study, that's not going to make any sense. I mean, it's just one of those deals where I think if we take more time to teach, take that extra 5 minutes to teach so that patients get it, then they're going to be more empowered to make radical changes in their life and with their health. And I think with something like this, where we have a country that's the most obese, overweight country in the world, and we also have the most sophisticated medical system in the world, technically. Not that Europe and other countries don't have higher-end medical systems and they're up on the research and all that. It's just we are kind of coined and being looked at. I mean, if you look at medical students all over the world, everybody's biting the bit to get into the U.S. to practice for the most part. Why is that? Because our healthcare system is what is it. It's very strong. Very strong. Great research, everything going on here. So, with all that said, I just think that as we work toward, which President Obama, one thing that I do like about the plan, and I'll keep saying this, there's a lot of things I don't, but there's a lot of things I do, and one thing is that there's a strong lean toward prevention. And it's, to me, of course, it's my heartbeat. That's why I do what I do. I love it. I think preventive medicine, preventive healthcare in general, lifestyle-based, natural healthcare, I love it. I thrive on it. I think it's amazing. But also thrive on regular medicine. And I'll tell you that it's vital that all sides of medicine work together. And I was talking to a guy the other day, a surgeon, and he said that he thinks, and he's an older gentleman, and he said that he really believes in the next 10 to 15 years that natural and preventive medicine are going to have a place as a subspecialty because the people are demanding it. And there needs to be a place for it so that we can continue to grow as a profession and continue to grow within the healthcare system so it can evolve. And I agree. I do. I completely agree. And when you have a country that's overweight because of, I mean, our food supply, the processed foods that we eat, the large portion sizes that we typically get in restaurants and that we've learned to adapt and eat. I mean, there's just a variety of factors. Our sedentary lifestyle, you sit in a car, you sit at your job, and you come home and sit at night. It just is what it is. We're sedentary. And we've become this overweight nation that has to make a change. But I find it interesting. I just, based on this, it's very important that doctors step up and start doing lifestyle counseling more in the primary care setting. I realize subspecialties really to the more preventative and natural side and lifestyle-based side of their curriculum for students so that they'll have more when they get out in the field. So there's my rant on that. I think it's important to take care of people on the front end. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm going to Tara. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
I am a parent of a 15-year-old boy who I'm wanting to see if you have any advice or other suggestions that might help me help him to be at a healthy weight in general, good physical condition. I started from when I was young. He knows how to read labels since he was probably 6 and 7 years old. You know, from the cereal, for example, I bought the amount of sugar in the cereal and made him look for that. And finally, you know, we're still here. He's been growing like a weed, 6 foot tall, but he's still 240. But I think he's more.
But having that much weight on him, there has to be something to do. I've got some ideas for you. Hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Call now,
888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going in the break, talking with Tara. Tara's son is 15 and has always struggled with weight. And different doctors and different people have told him, oh, he'll grow out of it. And even though now he's 15, weighing close to 240-something pounds, everyone keeps saying, well, he'll get over it, he'll grow out of it, he'll go through a growth spurt, and it'll be fine. But at the end of the day, Tara, you know that he is in more of an obese category, and it worries you. And
right.
You know that if he doesn't take action, that it's not going to be good. That you said that he's setting
right.
himself up for living life as an adult obese, and it's
right.
going to be hard on his health. So tell me a little bit. We were kind of going into it, Tara, a little bit. Tell me about the route he's gone. I mean, like you said, he knows how to read the labels. He understands some of that. He's done different diet plans. Like you were saying, I think, Weight Watchers and some of that sort of thing. So where is
right.
he? Does he have a hard time with food? I mean, does he eat a lot of junk food? Maybe you just don't know about it?
I think that he's resorted to a lot of sneaking habits. He has, like, for example, now at this point, he'll go and eat on the salad bar because he knows we won't say much about it. But he gets a lot of maybe hummus or cheese or.
Okay, Tara, I think we lost you somehow. If you can call back if there's a line, we'll see if our producer can get you back on. But I will tell you this, that with your son being 15, if there is some of those eating habits, and sometimes it can be control, sometimes it depends on the household, how he feels about his relationship maybe with you. And I'm not saying you're being controlling, I'm just saying if there's any kind of issue where he might feel some of that, that might be his way of controlling his own life. Or if he's unhappy or if he's depressed, maybe that's his drug of choice. People self-medicate with food, and it doesn't matter if they're 35 or 15. It still can be on a subconscious level, and they don't even know they're doing it. But that might be something that's going on. If he's getting checked by his pediatrician, one thing to do is to maybe check some of the hormones. I mean, he's young, but it doesn't mean that he can't have some type of issue, possibly with testosterone, his thyroid, maybe something along those lines. So you may want to have some blood tests done just to see what might be happening. I mean, it's rare and it doesn't happen that often, but it's something to rule out. Remember, in medicine, you always think worst first, so then you can work your way backwards. So, I mean, it's one of those things where getting some tests done might be worth it. And then finding someone, I think a big thing with diets and young people are finding someone that they resonate with, someone they connect with. So it's one thing to go to Weight Watchers and have Betty Sue there who lost 120 pounds and she's, you know, a blue-haired 55-year-old or 65 because now she's working at Weight Watchers and that's what she does. He's not going to connect with that. He's going to have to connect with somebody probably that's cool and 25 and maybe something he aspires to want to do or to hang out with. You know, maybe a guy that's a personal trainer that's got a good reputation in town, that's just a cool guy that he can work with. Almost like a big brother kind of thing. This is the way guys work, especially when you're 15. When you're 15, you don't want anybody telling you what to do. When you're 15, you want to hang out with somebody like, I don't know, like The Rock. I mean, some guy who's an athlete, maybe there's, you know, is a cool guy, wrestler type guy that's really into fitness. That, I mean, if you're wanting him to be healthy, you know, maybe get in with somebody that has lived that lifestyle that maybe your son would want to be around. Maybe a personal trainer or a nutritionist of some kind that he can connect with. It's all about connection. It really is. If you get him connected with somebody that he thinks is cool and he respects, he'll listen to what they have to say. Period. Because kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. And you may be living a great lifestyle. You may be healthy. You may be doing everything right, but if, you know, being the parent, you know how the whole thing is when you're 15, they just want to identify. And mom and dad sometimes just aren't cool. It's just true. I mean, I remember it. So if you can find somebody to connect him with, I think that's where you're going to get your greatest success. And it could be a doctor. Young doctor that maybe he thinks cool and he really resonates with. A lot of times that can work as well. Just somebody in the health category that can help guide him down the path that he connects with, and that he, I mean, somebody that has some charisma to him that he would really connect with, I think is going to be your best bet. And then, of course, put the right principles. I mean, they can't be some yahoo that's telling him to eat low fat. I mean, that's crazy, too. So just make sure their philosophy of everything they have going on works very well, and that lines up with maybe what you believe or what we talk about here on the show. I mean, I know he may not be into like reading my book or something like that, but he might want to listen to the audio CDs. Might be something that would be helpful for him if he connects. Or it's just about finding that right fit for him. And not knowing him, that's just you do. And because you know him, find the areas that would be, you know, or people that would be cool for him to hang out with. But yeah, I mean, the principles that I talk about in my book, anti-inflammatory diet, exercising, making sure that he works out certain days, you know, 3-4 days a week, 30 minutes a day with high intensity exercise, all of that's going to help produce more hormones in his body. It's going to help increase lean muscle tissue, decrease body fat. See, all that stuff's great in theory. You could tell him that. But it's a matter of who he respects and who he's going to listen to. You find the person that he respects and that he'll listen to and that he'll look up to, and you will find your son changing. And that's a really cool thing. And, you know, there's peer pressure and everything else that's in his life. And somehow if you could dig down to the root of that, that might be helpful as well. But it's not just about calories and reading labels. It's about finding him someone that he can connect with. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.